Here's our next question. It comes from Judith on YouTube. She says, "This is perfect for what I needed right now. I was just shut out by someone telling me to say goodbye, but they loved me in the middle of a real, quote unquote, conversation. Control. Okay, I'm giving up the anger and frustration."
So what Judith is saying is that somebody said, "It's not you, it's me." Do you know that I go back to what Paul wrote? Love never measures itself. You don't know how much time you spend measuring yourself and the misery involved in it. Try to see it. Do you ever think to yourself, "I'm going to measure myself so I come up really short"? Does anybody here find that? No, I measure myself, whatever it is, because I think I'm going to come out looking pretty good on Santa's lap. No, I measure myself because I expect the measurement to be positive. But the action of measuring myself already contains the short stick. It's inherent in it. So the answer isn't, although Judith, it's good to in quotes, give up the anger and frustration, but repressing the negativity produced by someone who seemingly is punishing you for being you is not the same as recognizing that all of this reaction comes out of a measurement that you expected, failed at in their eye, and now you're measuring yourself. Don't do it. How do I not measure myself? When does wanting and not wanting come to an end? When I see that whatever I want is going to bring what I don't want. When I see that it doesn't change anything. When will I stop measuring myself? When will I stop judging myself? And here's the question. Well, if I don't do those things, what am I supposed to do with my life? You have to see that. You actually have to see that. That your identity is a derivative of an unending dialogue between one side of this face that's smiley and the other face that's judging is not smiley. You have to see that mind is trying to reconcile itself, and it reconciles itself by spinning. So it doesn't change anything, it just makes you dizzy.